You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
On TV.
That's right. It is brought to you by our good friends at Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise and...
come get some!
Yeah!
I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
I want to know.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Tell me.
Good evening to Don.
I think dining alone is very underrated.
And to Don.
Barbara Walters' 60 Minutes expose on their sex life? That's his mother.
She's never on 60 Minutes, by the way.
Good evening to Don.
She was an ABC vehicle.
Say that to my face, punk.
And good evening to myself. Next week, it can be an even thicker Pusick. That's what I'm looking forward to. This could be good. Let's say good evening to myself and Richard.
Would you say the opening game of the Major League season is the same as the opening game of the World Series, Peter?
No, I would not.
Oh, you would? Okay, well.
Why would he think that that's an equivalent?
I mean, to talk about a false equivalency. I can't believe he went there. He's a smart sportsman.
You're disappointed.
Did he lose something? I mean, was there an incident? Did he fall? I don't get it.
You're expecting more from
him. You would think, who could compare the first game of the World Series to the first game of the season? You lose the first game of the season, so what?
You
lose the first game
left.
Of the World Series, you're 25% of the way home to lose.
That's such a great point by you, Michael. Let's say good evening to the caller.
Oh, you didn't dorm in college? Oh, you commuted?
I give credit where credit is due. It's a good drop.
That is good.
Guys, I'd say we don't want to give short shrift, but we already have, to what was a gigantic win by your New York Knickerbockers over the lowly Portland Trailblazers. But hear me out.
Don loves Portland.
He does.
Why?
I was devastated. I'll never tell you.
45 points from Jalen Brunson.
He's special.
And yet again... again, you want the, this is the Peter take. Again, I gave you the big injury take.
Yeah.
The amazing trait of OG Anunoby is not in the numbers that he puts up. It's in everyone else's numbers every night. Every night you get a different line. The night before it was Josh Hart, 33 points, triple-double. Now it's Jalen Brunson, 45 points. As Jalen Brunson will tell you, OG just makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Jalen. Brunson.
Just him being on the court is a difference maker. The things he can do is just so natural. So obviously we're glad he's back. And the things he can do is just makes us a better team.
Now,
he knows.
OG, though, a little bit of a scare again last night.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. He was holding his elbow, and Tom Thibodeau on OG holding the elbow.
Yeah, and there's going to be some times where, you know, there's going to be soreness. Like, so he played through it. He was fine. Medical looked at him. And, you know, there's going to be times that where it gets hit. We just got to keep going. We'll see where he is.
By the way, I got to say something right now.
Say it.
And obviously, that makes sense. I don't think it's shocking, by the way, that a month removed from surgery in the bone spur that OG would be holding his elbow here and there.
Well, he stretched out to try to break up a pass, and that's when it
came. Right, and it hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
Have you noticed? I got to give credit to our Yes team here. This is maybe the most beautiful looking shots I've ever seen. This looks like a...
no, very nice.
Dude, is something different? I mean...
well, you know what's amazing, though?
It looks extra beautiful today. It looks incredible.
When they're not here, right?
Yeah.
All you do is call them hacks, and I say they're artists. And now that you're on the air, then you're finally appreciating what I always say.
By the way, it's sad that you would do something like that, but my friends at Yes would never believe you for saying such a hard...
do you believe me? Do you believe me?
Wake up,
yeah,
Flip.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but like everybody else, they're just trying to, you know, get close. they think it could lead to something good for him. You think they know by now. It's not. They're sitting at the same boring remotes with us, hanging out, stuck with us yet again. Eating, just drinking their Dunkin' Donuts, their cup of Joe, while sitting behind the camera, stuck with the K-Show. The big day's coming. It's not with us, though. They're going to move on to greener pastures, trust me. I heard something that Richard Jefferson is starting a fashion show.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are all going to be going on the road as RJ and his midriff shirts go across America to find the next fashion icon.
You can hear the director. All right, give me a closer shot on the navel, please.
Yeah, yeah. Give him one more. Can we get one more button? Can we get? No, but it really does. Doesn't it look like especially good?
Beautiful. It's like it's bucolic behind us.
I got to tell you, it's really, really nice.
The Rutherford is nice.
The Rutherford is something.
Very nice. The weather was gorgeous. It's getting a little chilly now. But yeah,
it's really a bit nippling.
But if I was single, I would hang at the Rutherford.
Really?
There's a lot of people that I see that I would try to have talks with.
I would love to hear more. Keep going.
That's about it.
Wow.
That's how you felt? That's what you noticed today, though?
Yeah, that's what I noticed.
Is that this is the place that in another time.
Another time
does it place. Does it make you sad that you're retired?
Sometimes, yeah.
I love the honesty. This is a guy who will give you...
I don't know how smart it is.
He'll give you a soul, though. Now, here's my question, though.
Yeah.
You get home today.
Yep.
And you get the news that you've been dreading.
Right.
Jody tells you on a business trip, she held hands with another person.
Right.
And we know what that means.
Right.
Locks are changed.
Right.
She's gone.
I'm here at the ref for tomorrow.
So that was my question. Do you go right now? Do you have to go now? New Michael K, single in his 60s K.
Right.
Does that mean you have to find a... I think you'd have to find a new element.
What do you mean a new element?
Don, tell me if I'm wrong. Michael K can't go back to Blondie's.
Oh, yes, I could.
No, you can't go back to the Greasers.
Keep going to that song.
Yeah.
But you can't. No, you can't go back to Blondie's.
I'm going to go back to Rutherford.
You can't. Don't you think you have to revamp?
I've never been to Rutherford's in a single K.
Don, do you understand what I'm saying? Don't you think you have to amend what you're doing?
Well, what am I going to go to?
The Hebrew home.
Oh. No,
I don't know.
He'll go wherever he wants. I don't get
That's
it.
That's Michael K.
I don't know if he wants to go back to his old stomping grounds like St. Elmo's Fire.
Is it still there?
St. Elmo's Fire. I never went to a place called St. Elmo's Fire.
No, but you know, the movie.
What happens in the movie again?
Well, just that he just can't kick college. He's got to keep going. Even after he graduated, he still had to keep going back.
I was that guy.
Right.
Oh, I was a super senior. I came back for 2 years.
So Rob Lowe just kept going back to the school because he couldn't let go.
Couldn't go back to the Greasers.
I was back.
So was there a bar that you frequented at Fordham that you would
I don't think it stands anymore.
Really?
No. I'd have to go to Mixers.
You know what? I forgot to tell you this, and I am embarrassed to tell you. Natalie, who when she went to Stony Brook was in a sorority.
Right.
She said there were Mixers.
Of course there were. That's why I didn't take your harsh words with any kind of legitimacy, because I knew I was right.
That's the thing about me. I'm willing to admit when I make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wrong, and I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed.
Is the meth fully cooked? I mean, since you started at 3 o'clock?
Are you going? Is this based on the jacket, the glasses?
There's a lot of Breaking Bad I'm looking at right now.
What? I want to yell the B word in a very awkward way. Do you get the reference?
No.
See, Don, you wouldn't remember this because you were so late to Breaking Bad.
Okay.
But in the early days of Breaking Bad, when it was hot, the way that people made fun of Jesse Pinkman, the character, was the way he used the B word.
Okay.
That was like a big thing. In fact, I had a drop on my instant replay at Hot 97, and we play it all the time. Like, whenever anyone said anything that would in any way make them worthy of being called the B word, we would play the Jesse Pinkman yelling the B. Because do you remember that he said it all the time?
It
was his word.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about.
We can't repeat it.
Guys, this is exciting news. I don't even know how to bring it up.
What's that?
The New York Giants, the football Giants, they have a quarterback.
Yay!
Yeah, and I got two words for you and two syllables.
Yeah.
Drew Lock.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Natalie, that's how I feel, too. Let's hear from Drew Lock. Who's going to start for the Giants?
Daniel Jones is the starter of this team, and that's been conveyed to me. Now I need to come in and push Daniel to be the best he can be, and that's the role that I've played for Gino. That's the role that I played for Teddy. That's the role that Brett Rypien played for me when I was a starter in Denver. I've had both sides of this. I've been the guy to push a starter, and I've been the starter that's being pushed by the backups. It's all about making that room as best it can be, and if we do that, you know, sky's the limit for this team.
I just have a feeling that they don't want Daniel Jones to touch the field. They don't want him to get hurt because then guarantees kick in game years 3 and 4.
Right.
They want it now, to be done with at the end of this year.
But that doesn't mean that they will have Drew Lock start over a better Daniel Jones. I think they will legitimately compete for the job in training camp. And if Jones wins the job, he wins it. But I wouldn't be surprised if there are people in that room that will not be disappointed if Lock won the job for the reason that you said. And if it's a tie, it might go to Lock for that reason. But if Daniel Jones is healthy and he balls out and has a great training camp, and then I think that they're going to try to move forward and do the best they can. Now, first thing you got to do is you got to draft the quarterback. See, if they don't draft the quarterback, Michael, then this becomes very interesting. But with Lock just getting the 1 year and the out of Daniel Jones' contract, if he's healthy at the end of this year, they got to draft a quarterback, right?
I would tell you this, though. If you're bringing in Drew Lock to battle with Daniel Jones and you take away the injuries, which is hard to do, what a colossally bad investment that is in Daniel Jones, even for $80 million.
It was a colossally bad investment in Drew Lock. I mean, well, these guys are all taking
Both are true.
But now, hey, you can't – remember, the one thing that the Giants and Joe Shane have going for them, they didn't draft Daniel Jones. Now, they did give him the contract, but they also gave him the out. So last year was supposed to be an audition. It got derailed by injuries. They got one more year. He's got one more year to show what he can do, and I think he'll be given that opportunity. But if Lock plays better, now they've got an alternative, and Daniel Jones sits for $40 million a year and then will be relieved of his duties at the end of the season.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, another quarterback has a job. His name is Russell Wilson. And he's spoken as a Pittsburgh Steeler. Russell, why the Steelers?
For me, that was the process. And then I got to come here and actually put my feet in the ground in the city. And I got to go around the city and just see the energy of the Pittsburgh Steelers and the fans and just go by the stadium. And just all of that was a big part of it for me. And I was fortunate to have several teams call and all that. But this is the place that I wanted to be the Pittsburgh Steeler and to wear the black and gold. It's a true honor. It's tradition. It's history. There's 6 trophies in there. And we got to go get a 7th.
That was not the most nozzly audio we've ever heard
no,
from Russell Wilson.
But, I mean,
it could have been worse.
It's
okay?
An exaggeration.
Sure.
I mean, he felt the energy going by. I went by the ballpark this morning. I didn't feel anything.
Nothing?
No. I mean, that's a nice city, but what did he feel?
No, it's an amazing
honestly,
city.
Honestly, we're
city.
In the middle of March. What energy are you feeling?
Would you go as far as saying it's the Ides?
It's the Ides of March. It certainly is. That's what the 15th is. But the point is that he's kind of talking it up. But do you think it was anything other than of the teams that were interested in him, Steelers have the best chance of doing something?
I think so. I also don't think how many options do we really think Russell Wilson
well,
had?
Well, I mean, you heard rumor that the Giants kicked the tires. And what was the other team? Was it the – why am I vegging now? Who was it?
Besides the
it was an AFC team. Wasn't the Texans. Was it? No, it had to be. I don't know.
It wasn't the Texans. I don't remember.
It was not the Texans.
It was definitively not the Texans.
But it was a team in the other conference. It wasn't Tennessee. Who was? Do you remember, Anthony? There was a third team, and I think it was an AFC team.
I only remember Steelers-Giants. I'll look it up, though.
Okay, but all right. So it was just between Steelers-Giants. Sorry, the Steelers are closer.
They are.
It's amazing to me in all of these introductory press conferences, when you know it's about money, they don't say that. And then he felt the energy of the city. Stop it. You went to bed where you felt it was the best way for you to reestablish your career. Stop with the nonsense.
No, but why?
I mean, what is the energy of Pittsburgh on a Friday?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I love
Friday
Pittsburgh.
In March. But why can't you just say, I love being in Pittsburgh. There's tremendous tradition.
Right.
They got an amazing coach.
It's
I think
a great city, but the energy.
This team won 9 games. I'm anxious to win a couple of more and get
I
to
like
the playoffs.
I like the word yin. I pronounce the grocery store Jint Eagle. These are all things he could have said. He didn't say any of them. It's
right.
It's Pittsburgh.
A nice po' boy.
Is po' boy a big thing in Pittsburgh?
I think it is,
I
yes.
don't think so.
No? You don't think so? All right. I could have sworn I saw a sign.
The Roethlisberger is big.
Well, that's over at Hyde Park.
I'll tell you what, though. It is such a beautiful town.
It's a great city. It really is. But the energy, that's why you're really pumped up?
Oh, it was the Raiders. That's right. There was. I knew the it was Raiders. An AFC team. So, you know, listen, picking the Steelers seemed logical to me.
By the way, you want to talk about a stupid exercise? Do you remember a couple weeks ago when our crack producer, Anthony Pusick, gave us the, like, way too early power rankings pre-free agency?
Oh, yeah.
What are you even looking at?
Right. Although, yeah, it's what do we know? Again, we talked so much about the 26-8, you know, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. I think potentially they could be better, but I don't know what Russell Wilson's
going
to
do. I'm talking firstly about my team. There's 5 new starters in the Commanders, maybe more.
Right.
Like, the whole team
changed.
That's
why it was so laughable. It really was.
I mean, I get it. It's fun, and the NFL has to dominate every single day of media from the second the season ends.
It is amazing to me. And you know, everybody – and this is always, right, Michael, has been traditionally maybe a little bit late into it now that the tournament's about to start and all that. It's like, oh, well, February and March, there's nothing going on. There's no baseball. Football's over. Hockey and the NBA are still in the regular season. But – football is still the dominant conversation over everything.
Everything. It's number one. Speaking of which, Aaron Donald is retiring from the NFL.
That's
at
right.
32 years old. 3-time Defensive Player of the Year. He ends his career with 111 sacks. And he said on social media, throughout my career, I've given my everything to football, mentally and physically. 365 days a year was dedicated to becoming the best player I could be. I respected this game like no other, and I'm blessed to be able to conclude my NFL career with the same franchise that drafted me.
I think he wanted to retire after the Super Bowl, but he decided, let's get some more money. And I think he's leaving a lot of money on the table now. 32 is pretty young to retire.
But, you know, you've already accomplished a championship. You're on your way to the Hall of Fame.
He's probably worth, $250 mil?
Yeah.
I don't know if he made that much.
The thing about football, more than any other sport, if you decide to give it the one more year, that's when maybe you have the chronic back problem. You suffer an injury with you the rest of your life.
Did he get a third deal?
I believe he did, but he's not going to collect on it all. I think he's only in the first or second year of that deal.
What was the second deal was a monster, though. I think the highest paid at the time in history. No? It was 6 for $135?
Yeah, 6 for $135 with a $40 million signing bonus.
With a $40 million signing bonus.
Yeah, I don't think he has $300 million.
No, I didn't say $300.
You said $250?
I was off, but still. My point is he's done well.
Yeah, he's done okay.
I think he's going to be okay.
But
you think he'll be all right?
I just think
Aaron, sure.
Yeah.
You don't want to hang around. Now, listen, Strahan did, won the Super Bowl, got out. You know, Tiki didn't and missed out of the Super Bowl. But he's got the Super Bowl. He's got the Hall of Fame. What else is there to accomplish, Peter?
Listen, do me a favor. Don't bring up Tiki. He might come right back at you like he did at Ryan Clark. All right.
Well, he did do that, but I'm not worried. I mean, I didn't say anything.
Well, I'm being sarcastic because it was literally the single softest coming back at anyone I've
ever
heard.
That's
his way.
Yeah, that's his delivery. Yeah, but you could see
he was chapped.
Yeah.
Hey there. You know what? It was Don. You know what it was? Tiki's coming back at Ryan Clark was like Marty McFly's dad trying to stand up to Biff.
Yeah.
Keep your hands off her. But, I mean, listen, he had the right to do that.
But I think Tiki has a better chance than Marty McFly's dad.
100%. I would not want any physical problems with Tiki.
Right.
He could be a danger. He just doesn't do the tough guy talk as a particular brand. But I get it.
Career earnings for Donald, $170. Couldn't be more off.
Couldn't be more off.
You're $80 million off.
If I met someone who made $170 million and someone who made $250 million, Don, there's no way to tell the difference between the two of them.
You couldn't be more off.
I could have been. I could have been another $200 million, another $170 million off.
Not have been that off if he played this upcoming season.
He's probably good for another 30 this year, 26.
Yeah, sure. Then 28. You'd be less off.
I feel good. Yeah, well, you know what? Do it again. How about
you'd
that?
You're wrong again.
I would do it again. The Vikings received the Texans' number 23 overall pick, along with a 7th-round pick. They're still making moves. We still don't know what they're going to do at quarterback. Kirk Cousins gone, unless Sam Darnold is really going to be the future plan for the Minnesota Vikings.
They don't give $10 million of backups.
They do, though. You keep saying that. Yes, they do.
So many. Josh McCown.
Josh McCown got
$10
million.
But that was for him to be a coach and whatever.
Well, he was a backup quarterback. Made $10 million.
I think they intend for him to be the quarterback.
I mean, Tyrod Taylor made six last year?
Jacob, what did the Commanders give Jacoby Brissett last year? I bet it's close to 9.
I bet you.
Not 10.
Oh, 1 minute.
Thank you. Let's see.
You even know his last name. You're making him do stuff.
Yeah, really. What did you? What did
it's
you
Jacob
say?
Perry.
Right, but you said the, what did you say? Longford. What
he called me Lattimore.
Lattimore. He's an artist. It's okay.
Oh, I see.
The women. So if he called him Elvis, it'd be fine.
Women's national team has dropped to fourth overall.
Oh,
their
no.
lowest ever.
What?
FIFA
happened?
Ranking.
What happened?
They keep losing, and that'll do it for ENN. Brought to you by Security Dodge.
Early ending.
Stop 24/7 at SecurityDodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration event, Ram Truck Month. Also, big shout out to Sam Adams, the official beer of the Big East, and Truly Hard Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big East. They're all proud supporters of this Big East broadcast.
So you're leaving ENN a minute on the clock.
Wow,
something happened. Point God, let's listen to Point God. Go. Let's go to Mike in Hoboken. Mike.
I hate to call fraud on Peter.
Oh, God.
I know Michael's going to love this. I remember about a year ago, Peter was a Beatles point. Peter was dying on the hill that John Lennon was the front man of the Beatles.
That might have been 3 years ago, but it's
then,
pandemic.
Then
go ahead.
Today he goes, who's Jude? His son. I just find that very
That might that be is, point God of the good. Month.
Really by the way, I didn't think we'd have a point God. I would have voted for it, too. Yeah,
thanks, everybody at the Rutherford.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you
yes, everybody put this together. It's great. Hope you enjoy the Big East
Anthony,
games.
Jacob, and Tom for the Drop Madness.
That's right. Tremendous. You start voting next week. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody.
Good night, Bear.
Daniel Craig, take us
home. Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.